In this bulletin, Australia's vaccine rollout expanded to include a fourth dose. The UN says 4.3 million children have been displaced by the fighting in Ukraine. And Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says the team will be able to bounce back after the loss to Japan. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's Vaccine Advisory Group has officially recommended a fourth shot as part of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the jab will be available for four groups from the 4th of April, based on a timing interval of between 4 and 6 months after their third vaccine dose. The four groups include those 65 years and over, Indigenous Australians aged 50 and over, residents in the aged care or disability sector, and immunocompromised Australians aged 16 years and over. Mr. Hunt says the winter flu shot program will also be launched from early April, which aims to reach 5 million Australians.
Similar groups, actually. Adults, 65 years and over. Children under 5, pregnant women, Indigenous Australians of all ages, and people with particular immunocompromised medical conditions as well. They're part of the National Immunisation Program, where the government provides that for free, and in addition there is a very significant private market. We're investing $100 million in those measures.
New South Wales has recorded 23,702 new COVID cases and 7 deaths. Victoria has reported 9,244 cases and 9 deaths. Throughout the pandemic, 4.2 million COVID-19 cases have been recorded in Australia, and there have been more than 5,800 deaths. The United Kingdom says it's more than doubling its military aid to Ukraine. The announcement comes after Western leaders held 3 back-to-back emergency summits in Brussels. NATO leaders have agreed to deploy 40,000 more troops to Eastern Europe and send equipment to Ukraine to help protect it against a chemical weapons attack. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK will be sending a new deployment of British troops to Bulgaria, an additional 6,000 missiles, and provide $44 million in unrestricted funding for Ukraine's armed forces. And he rejected the Kremlin's claim that he's the most active anti-Russian leader, saying his hostility is not for the Russian people, but for Vladimir Putin alone.
I don't think there's a single person round the table in NATO or the G7 who is against Russians or the Russian people. Absolutely not. Least of all me. I think I'm probably the only prime minister in UK history to be called Boris. I am not remotely anti-Russian, but I think what we all agree is that what Vladimir Putin is doing, the way he's leading Russia at the moment, is utterly catastrophic.
The United Nations says more than half of the country's children have been driven from their homes by the relentless Russian bombardment of Ukrainian cities. The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says the month of war has displaced 4.3 million children, more than half of Ukraine's estimated child population of 7.5 million. In total, more than 10 million Ukrainians have fled their homes, including nearly 6.5 million who are internally displaced. An estimated 1.4 million Ukrainians have no access to safe water, and 4.6 million have only limited supplies. Socceroos coach Graham Arnold concedes the team has a big task ahead to qualify for the 2022 World Cup. Japan triumphed against Australia 2-0, allowing it to secure automatic qualification. The Socceroos will now have to undertake a more circuitous route to qualify via the Intercontinental Playoffs. The team will now have to beat the third-placed team in Asia's other qualifying group, and should they win that, they then face South America's fifth-best side. Arnold says he still believes the team can turn things around.
Japan are obviously a top side, and yep, it's full credit to them, but we've got to brush the dust off and get ourselves ready. Yeah, look, I think I've always said that. I believe in these boys, and it's one game at a time, one camp at a time, and we'll see what happens.
Well, now today's weather. Perth, mostly cloudy, 35 degrees. Adelaide, similar conditions and 24. Partly cloudy for Melbourne, 21. Hobart, similar and 23 degrees. A shower or two forecast for Canberra, 23. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, showers, 23 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.